Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to discuss the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can bring in the divine characteristics of Allah into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Qabid, which means the restrainer. When we talk about restraint, we often think of holding someone back. We often think of the idea of maintaining or containing someone and restraining them from doing that which they'd like to do. Oftentimes, the word restraint can be applied towards our children when we will ask them to restrain themselves if they are acting in a way that we feel is not beneficial in a way that may harm themselves. This terminology or this trait of trying to restrain someone can cause us difficulty in our relationships though when we apply that concept of restraint to our spouses in a way that is oppressive. At times we will sometimes see that our spouses may be acting in a way or interacting in a way that we feel is not the most befitting or is not best inclined towards our family relationship. But there are ways of interacting with our spouses, ways of advising, ways of communicating, where rather than feeling that we are in the process of restraining or trying to control our spouses, we are instead communicating and explaining and showing our perspective, rather than giving dictates and saying, this is how life needs to be, and causing someone to feel like they are restrained. Our marriages are meant to be a place of tranquility. Our marriages are meant to be a place that's built upon mawadda wa rahma, care and mercy. In that element of care and mercy, there is a partnership that is built between husband and wife. That partnership does not include the element of control. It doesn't include the element of restraint. So when we think of restraint, it begins with ourselves. It begins with us recognizing our limits, our boundaries, and restraining maybe certain desires that we may have that are not beneficial, restraining ourselves from doing that which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look internally first, when we look at ourselves and our lives first, then our interactions with our spouses, with our children, with our families becomes one that is more positive and beneficial. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qabid, allows us to increase our self-restraint from that which is harmful or that which is not beneficial or not pleasing to Him. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that element of restraint to be something that we may teach our children in a beneficial way rather than something that we enforce upon our children or upon our spouses. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we continue to discuss how to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.